In New York, crime is down and rents are up. And a walk through today's New York offers as many clean streets as mean ones. Graffiti, the city's most famous symbol of urban anxiety, no longer grows like ivy on the subway trains. Still, it's lodged deeply in the city's psyche. And for the next 3 months, it's on display at the Brooklyn Museum in an exhibition simply called Graffiti. Corey Takahashi reports that these days there just might be more graffiti artists at the museum than painting the walls around it.
Sandra Fabara is not shy about her roots as an artist.
The subways, we consider it a moving canvas. It was a rolling canvas. It went throughout the entire city, and we were in people's faces. Here's my art. You have to look at it. I'm not asking you to approve. I'm not asking you to like it. But here it is, and this is what I'm going to do, and I'm not asking your permission.
New York strap hangers may remember her moniker, Lady Pink. Some may also recall her 1981 John Lennon tribute painted on two cars on the Five Line with colleague Is the Wiz a week after the former Beatle was killed. Fabara thinks that one even touched the transit authority, which let it stay up for 4 years. Most artists weren't as lucky.
The city started to crack down. The laws got more severe. The yards got more security, razor wire, dogs, all kinds of crazy things going on. And by 1989, the city finally succeeded in winning the battle of having clean trains.
Today, the 42-year-old artist is still in the streets, albeit with a different MO. She's a well-known muralist who juggles commission jobs and teaching with volunteer art projects and mentoring. On a Saturday morning, outside a car repair shop in Queens, Fabara and her mural workshop have hit a snag. The shop's owner hasn't approved the images she and the high school students had hoped to paint.
The kids have chosen to do alternate means of transportation that doesn't involve fossil fuel. Here we have a tree driving a car, a person riding a gorilla. Here we have a Dr. Seuss-inspired car, and here's an octopus car. That is cool, and here's a boombox on wheels.
It's hard not to notice the backdrop for the concept. This is an industrial stretch of car lots with Hummer and Cadillac dealerships right across the street. As a former graffiti artist, Fabara knows provocation has everything to do with place.
It's not this one.
But can art provoke from the inside?
Ha! We opened the door. Now we can enter. Please.
Charlotta Kotick is the curator of the exhibition Graffiti.
Most of the pieces we have in the exhibition are from between 1981, 1984, 1985. It's kind of a certain moment in graffiti where people were moving from the streets into the studios and painted in the studio.
She's in the museum storage unit where a brightly colored 1983 aerosol work by John Matos, known as Crash, shouts down an 1896 oil painting hanging nearby. Most of the 22 works in the graffiti exhibition feature spray paint on canvas, but one by Michael Tracy gives more than a cursory nod to the streets.
I think we call it subway door, quite honestly.
It's quite literally a metal subway door, painted front to back and top to bottom with abstract blue and green swirls as the backdrop for Tracy's stylized signature.
I don't have my gloves, so I cannot touch it, really. But we are treating these graffitis as we are treating, really, the most important pieces of art in the museum.
That door and most of the canvas works come from the collection of the late Sidney Janis. His Manhattan Gallery was one of the earliest to champion aerosol art, lending a kind of institutional credibility to Lady Pink, Days, and Toxic, among others. One of the best known names in the Brooklyn Museum exhibition is Fab Five Freddy. Fred Brathwaite grew up in Brooklyn, not far from the museum. When his friends used to cut class to hit the train yards, Brathwaite was just as likely to be found at the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Rauschenberg, de Kooning, Rothko, Pollock, Franz Klein, Frank Stella. There were things in certain people's work that, to me, were like there was a comparative thing to graffiti. Within this movement, there were artists, and I wanted to be one of those artists.
But Brathwaite says there were limits to what he could learn in the museum.
Art school for me was running through subway tunnels, painting my names on trains.
New York is still graffiti mecca for many foreigners, including 29-year-old Akiko Miyakami. By day, she's a nurse in her native Shizuoka, Japan. By night, she's known as graffiti artist Shiro. Miyakami's visiting New York City this summer as a sort of art tourist.
To see Lady Pink was my dream, so now my dream come true.
Miyakami's hanging out with Fubara on a Saturday afternoon. They're at another wall in Queens, and they have permission to paint here. It's a prime location, right off an 8-lane freeway between St. Michael's Cemetery and Rikers Island.
The last spot that the prisoners going to Rikers Island, the local jail, get to see. They see our wall, they turn the corner, they see the last of our wall, and then bye-bye, off to jail they go.
Also at the wall is Kenji Takabayashi. He was a classmate of Fubara's at the High School of Art and Design. It's been a while since he's handled a spray can. Now he's a senior visual designer for Major League Baseball. The 40-year-old says a friend recently floated the idea of going back to the trains.
He said, yo, man, let's go bombing. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, God, the cops that would arrest me would be younger than I am.
Age has brought new insights to Sandra Fubara, too, and complicated her definitions of art, creation, and destruction. One of Fubara's paintings at this wall was vandalized several years ago.
They didn't sign it, so up to this day, I don't know who's responsible for throwing pink paint at my piece. I had to come fix it.
Still, she hesitates to draw distinctions between her legal work today and the visual outbursts of a teen.
It's all the same thing. Art is communication, and art is anything you can get away with.
Even in a less gritty New York, that's an argument that's as relevant to the museums as it once was to the trains. For NPR News, I'm Corey Takahashi in New York.